This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, we're still waiting to see if the Nuggets are going to be sellers. I don't think they'll really be buyers before the trade deadline, which is February 5th. But now we're seeing trades all over the place. Grizzlies trade. How about this? They trade their stud, Jaren Jackson Jr., to the Utah Jazz as part of a seven-player trade, according to Shams. Memphis will receive Walter Clayton Jr., Kyle Anderson, Taylor Hendricks, Horace Niang, and three first-round draft picks. Okay, that's one. Meanwhile, you have James Harden wanting out of town again. Oh, surprise, surprise. The beard wants a change. The Clippers and James Harden are working through whether the sides can find a deal by Thursday's NBA trade deadline, according to ESPN. The Cavs are one of the teams expressing serious interest in Harden, with the sides discussing a Harden for Darius Garland swap. 26-year-old Garland, a two-time All-Star, averaging 18 points and 6.9 assists in 26 games this season, dealing with a right foot injury. So Harden, he has the veto power over any trade because he's under contract for only the season. But it sounds like he's not coming back, so he's telling him, might as well trade me now and I can go to a contender. Clippers looked bad at first, but they kind of went on a little run. This dude has been all over the place now. James Harden. He's played with the Thunder, the Rockets, the Nets, 76ers, and the Clippers. For a great player, one of the greats, he has jumped around a lot when it doesn't seem like it's going to fit what he dreamt it was going to be. The Mountain West new media rights package is with CBS Sports, CW, Fox Sports, and KISWE. The Mountain West Conference, according to Ross Dellinger, the Mountain West Conference today announced today a new media rights package featuring CBS Sports, Fox Sports, the CW Network, and that word that I can't say. The agreements with CBS Sports, Fox Sports, and KISWE run for 6 years through the 2031-32 season, while the CW Network has committed to a five-year partnership through the 30-31 season. These collaborations provide extensive visibility and coverage across broadcast, cable, and streaming platforms for Mountain West football and men's and women's basketball. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. It's Gloria Navarez, Mountain West commissioner, said the partnerships with CBS Sports, Fox Sports, CW Network, and KISWE. Am I saying that right? KISWE?
I've never heard of them.
I don't know what that is.
I'm looking up their content right now.
They represent the broadcast media, the broadest media distribution plan in the conference's history, delivering unprecedented national linear visibility coupled with a creative and comprehensive digital presence. Yeah, I mean, bottom line is you got a lot of ways to watch them, to watch Mountain West sports next year. Just figuring out whether that's going to be on a linear, because linear is like your regular packages, right, Mike? Linear is like CBS Sports and all that. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
And now you add another streaming thing. It's just a little confusing. They will not see it. That's what I want to know. Because I still, GoPokes is texting me this. I still haven't seen the Pac-12 numbers. Are the Pac-12 numbers out there? Are they out there? Because this TV deal for the Mountain West, according to Chris Vanini, post Pac-12 defections, Commissioner Gloria Navarro has confirmed to The Athletic that legacy members will not see a drop-off in payout, around $3.5 million, as was promised in the new grants rights. So what are they going to be getting regularly? I mean, the legacy members, okay, so the main ones, the ones that have been there from the beginning and are sticking around, will not see a dropout. I still haven't seen, and maybe I just missed it, I just missed the Pac-12's dollar deal. I don't know if you've got that, Michael, but I missed it. See if you can find the Pac-12 TV rights money. I don't know. Because I don't think it's out there. I don't think it's in the world. So I was, what were we thinking? Were we saying minimum like 8 million? 8 to 12, like in that window? Is that what we were saying? The Mount West is, it looks like they're going to be around what, 3.5? Is that fair to say? I mean, GoPokes is like, I've never heard of half of these. We're going to need like a daily update on where to watch these things. Yeah, I'm already doing that. They're doing it with the Nuggets now, man. They're on Altitude. They're on 20. They're on 4. They're on NBC, Peacock. It's a lot. It's a lot for a little brain like mine. Yes, Michael.
All right, so yeah. Starting in 2026, the deal with CBS, the CW and CBS Sports is projected to pay member schools $8 million and $12
million. That's the Pac-12 deal?
This is for the Pac-12.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, thank you.
And then the failed Apple project would have offered $23
million. Total.
Yeah.
A year. Total, yes. A year between the however many teams?
Per school.
How many teams is that? How many teams are there?
So you have Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Utah State, and Texas State. So 8 teams. And it says $23 million per school. And
oh, wait. It doesn't say $23 million per school.
Annual base per school.
$23 million annual base per school?
That's the Apple one that failed.
That's because that wasn't probably a real offer. $23 million per school? That's annually? You're reading. I'm not doubting you.
I'm reading verbatim. This represents a significant decline between the previous failed Apple deal, which offered a $23 million annual base per school.
Is that legit?
This is according to AI, which is getting its information from. Hang on.
That's true, because AI doesn't just make it up. Like, they go and gather. They Google what we're all too dumb to Google. They go figure it out.
For the most part, you can't ask it too many details, but I'm trying to figure out where they're getting it from.
Yeah. GoPoke saying the main difference between the two is the third partner. The Mount West has Fox Sports, while the Pac-12 has a more expansive partnership with USA Sports, which will air 22 football games, 50 men's basketball games per year. And I have the details on this, some of this too. I'll read it. GoPoke did say the Apple stuff was the old Pac deal that failed before they split. Yeah, but still, $23 million. That was the deal that was on the table before the great split in the
Pac-12. That would have gotten a fair amount of people to sign up for Apple.
Why didn't they take that?
I'm getting that information from Baldface Truth by John, whatever his last name is, two articles there, and one from Desert News, which is an Arizona-based newspaper.
Why would... Now, I see why they wouldn't take it, I guess, because it caps you with that. They probably wanted exclusive? Apple? Because if I'm giving you 23, GoPokes is saying they wanted 50 million, but Apple was like, no, here's 23. Well, the Pac-12 screwed up royally all the time, though. They valued their worth big time over ESPN too, and they screwed that up. Because they basically came to ESPN and
was
said
it the same
no.
guy though?
No, it was well, it's Teresa Gould now, who's the Pac-12 commissioner, who was the previous Pac-12 commissioners. I hate when I can't just remember things, Mike. I'm getting older. It was Kliavkov, one of them. Remember him? Kliavkov? Larry Scott? Larry Scott. Then it was Kliavkov. But Larry Scott was heading up the Pac-12 when they had somebody, and I don't remember who that was, a professor or something in finances.
I think he was at UCLA.
It was UCLA. That was basically like, we're worth a hell of a lot more than what you're saying, ESPN. So they do the old car dealership thing, and then they write a number on a paper, and they slide it over to the car dealership. Basically, ESPN's like, are you, dude, you shot so freaking high, we out. And that's how that ended.
Yeah, if I thought I was worth $50 million per school, and they lowballed me with $23 million, I'd go, do they really see us as $23 million?
Yeah.
Like my counteroffer.
Yeah.
I might go back and realize, oh, people don't think very highly of these schools.
No, and I loved the Pac-12. I know you did too.
I don't like the Pac-12 as it is now.
Well, you loved it.
I loved it.
Because Washington
all those
was in
schools,
it.
But now it's just like, it's two schools that I really cared about, CSU that I care about, Boise State maybe, and that's it.
Yeah, GoPoke says USC and UCLA went first, right?
They did.
And so you're saying it was a UCLA person that was like, no, we're worth way more than that.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was a UCLA guy.
I always thought it was an Oregon guy. But I heard that from someone, and that wasn't like a real thing. So I would always just say
Oregon screwery.
Yeah, it could have been. But listen, I mean, this isn't bad for the Mountain West. It's not a lot of money for that conference, 3.5. But you do have a lot of opportunities to watch them. And I wonder if that's also why the Apple thing went south, because Apple's like, if we're going to give you $23 million, that's the old Pac-12, though. This is the Pac-12. This is basically Mountain West. Sorry, GoPokes, but depending on who you ask, Mountain West 2.0 with Oregon State and Washington State. Yeah, Washington.
Oh, you can call them Washington State. They're basically.
And when I
a high
say
school.
2.0, I just mean it what it is. I think Oregon State and Washington State are. But would you say that Washington State and Oregon State are bigger programs and have more money and resources than even the new Mount West teams joining? And
yeah, they
the
probably
old ones.
Have more than most Mountain West
so,
teams.
So
if
that's,
not all of them.
That's why it makes the new Pac-12 a little bit shinier than the old Mountain West or than the current Mountain West. That it is what it is. It's Oregon State and Washington State. That's the reason. And it's not a knock on the Mount West. I'm going to probably watch Mount West next year, Mike. I think I'm going to be into it because of Wyoming. Yeah, so we'll talk about the Mount West. Man, it used to be easier because I could just talk about, you know, three conferences. Now it's going to be four conferences that we'll have to talk about. You know, Mike, can you guess the four conferences that we will be talking about? Can you take a stab at it?
Well, I'm going to say SEC because, you know, they're going to overpower everyone.
No.
The Big Ten.
Locally. What we do.
Oh, locally?
Have you heard of the whole show? We don't spend probably a lot of time digging deep into SEC schools.
Well, for when until they eat up. The big.
Can you
12.
Just be a person for 5 seconds? What are the four conferences? It's trivia for you.
Well, it's going to be the Big 12.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Mountain West.
Uh huh.
It's going to be the Big Sky.
Uh huh.
And what did I not mention? Did I mention the pack?
The one that started the whole thing off, this whole conversation off, yeah.
The pack, not 12.
So now we got to talk about four conferences. Yeah. Things could be worse. Yeah, Eastside Chris, I want to clarify. This whole Cascadia thing, Mike, is confusing. It's confusing. Because a vote, if you vote yes on this, then the vote is removing Zoning Ordinance 30 of Catalyst. No vote means to keep existing. So no means to keep project going. Yes means repeal the project. Thus it stops. Isn't the wording of that weird? Is that confusing on purpose?
It's confusing on purpose. They always do.
So that way you will vote. Because when I first see, do you want the Colorado Eagles to play here? I'm putting it in sports terms for people.
I would.
But even just answer it how you really feel. Yes or no? If I say yes, then I'm voting no. I don't want the Eagles to play here. If I'm voting yes, I do want the Eagles to play here. They seriously get away with that crap?
Yes. I mean, it's happened before.
I mean, my wife and I go through when we vote. She's more political than I am. I am a simple-minded folk, Mike.
You like the sports.
I like the sports. Do you think the Nuggets will win tonight? Yes or no? When I write no, it doesn't mean no, I think they won't win. Yes, I think they won't win. No, I think they will win. What are we doing here? This is why politics is just like, blah. Just jacked with people, man. Just mess with their minds. Jedi mind tricks and stuff.
Yeah, that's why when you get the blue book, you often have to do more than read the blue book.
And how many people don't do that? They just go, oh, no. Do you want Cascadia? No. But that means yes.
And then a lot of people are like, what the hell's Cascadia?
No. Why is it Cascadia?
I don't know. And what's the difference between Cascadia and Catalyst?
Why not just say proposal to build up a crap ton of buildings surrounding the Colorado Eagles new facility or the new project to bring the Eagles here? Project Eagles. Want it here? Yes or no?
That's what they should have called it. Didn't Project Eagles.
They've already spent some money on this, though, right? The city?
Yeah, the city's going to spend some money.
They've already spent money on this, though.
They have, yeah.
And it's not confirmed that it's going to go through.
Yeah.
Because that's what this vote is all about.
Yeah.
Look at me learning how life is.
I mean, if you want to know the full details, like, Tanner knows a lot. Tanner's gone deep.
Did you see this? Here, I just texted him. Now, albeit I did a really weird-looking text to mess with him.
Yes, that is... Wow, that's a lot of text.
I just did a line per word. I said, where and can you be on at 12:35 to talk Eagles to Greeley? ? No response. Could have been a jerk thing to do because he could have been in a meeting and he got dinged 37 times.
He texted me and he said, I like you better than Brady.
Fantastic. Travis, the new guy.
He also said, you're the co-host.
Why is that necessary? Like that. Like, he texted me and said, I like you better. Why is that necessary? For the conversation that we're trying to have here, I just want to ask, what entered your brain that made you say, he just texted me and said, he likes me better than you? What does that add to what we're trying to do here?
I think the listeners would laugh at the absurdity.
Well, yeah, but no, because it's like that's what my kid would say. That's what a child would say is, hey, my dad, mommy likes me more. In this case, Tanner's mommy, your child. We all know who daddy is. Travis, the new guy. I live in Evans, and I don't get to vote on it. Sorry, that was too good. I live in Evans. And I don't get to vote on any of it. I kind of get it. I don't pay really taxes, but I mean, we're literally next door. It affects us too. Kind of wish we were able to vote on it. What would you vote? Can I not ask that? Can I not ask people what they would vote? Can I ask that?
I feel like if you're going to ask someone how they're going to vote on a contentious issue, you should say, may I ask how you're going to vote? And they can say, no, I'd rather keep that secret.
You mayn't.
They can say, forget you.
They would say, you mayn't. That's how I'm trying to be professional and political.
You may not ask how I will vote. My vote is between me and my piece of paper.
Well, so I don't get a vote. So could I? Does anybody even care what my opinion is?
Sure.
Freaking bring the Eagles to Greeley. Make Greeley awesome. More awesome. Yes, make it better. Have an awesome thing where you can go watch the Eagles and they build stuff up around it. And we have new businesses that advertise on 103.1 and 1310 KFK and sometimes 1310KFK.com. And we have more sports here. Now, I know the Eagles are in our own backyard, not that far away. But if they move to Greeley, Mike, who knows? Who knows? Yeah, so me, I'm voting. Like, listen, bro, there's a lot of these little teams that pop up. We're going to be better than the pros. We're going to be this. We're going to be that. And like, that's all cool and all. You know, it's neat. They're like youth kind of guys. Gabriel Landeskog was in Loveland a year ago, a little more than a year ago, playing hockey for the Eagles because the Eagles are their feeder team. If you're a sports guy and you don't want that, and I get it. What's the response? The negative. Taxes, right?
Taxes, yeah.
How much? I'm just asking the questions. Like, how much? How much are we talking?
Like, the price is always going to get higher.
Yeah.
Look, if you want a good counter argument against that, and Brady, I talked about this. I don't remember how much of it I said. But there is an economist, J.C. Brandberry, who works for Kennesaw State.
Try to keep it entertaining.
He believes the exact opposite. He believes that taxpayer-funded stadiums don't help the taxpayers. And I think it's an interview you can find on YouTube, the reason you pay for NFL stadiums. I think it's an interesting watch, and I actually agree.
Did you send it to me? I asked you to send it to me yesterday.
I forgot.
We're never going to learn. This is why we can't come together as a country, because you don't send me the freaking links that I want to watch, that I could go search on my own.
How dare I?
But Travis, the new guy, says, you can ask me. I mean, I don't care. I would vote to move forward with the project. I just want to know, like, seriously, on your taxes, how much comes out of, like, your checks to go toward this? How does that work? I'm asking. Are we talking a lot of money per person? Oh, you don't know.
I don't know.
Like, give me an average, a ballpark of what that. So I'm assuming we take it out of our, if you're working in this area or you're paying taxes on it at the end or whatever, but probably comes out of your, if you're working a regular job, it comes out of your check in Greeley, right?
Well, I think that's not what the plan was. I think the plan.
Well, I guess it's if you live here. If you live here, you just have to pay taxes on it.
Well, I think the plan was that they would like mortgage some buildings or assets or whatever.
Which I think they did.
And then have that money for the stadium.
But how is it affecting you individually? I'm asking the question. How much money's coming out of your wallet for this project? Anything?
It's affecting all of us because they could be using that money. And I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying how
but
I would vote. But they could use that money for other things.
But money's coming out of your pocket.
Yes.
How? Like you're going to be ending up paying for this then?
Yes.
How
ultimately.
Much?
I don't know.
Are we talking $10? Are we talking $100? Like how much per person?
Well, it's not about how much per person. It's more about they have this money and they're using this money. What are they using it on?
So you're already paying for it.
Is this thing actually going to be successful?
So you're already paying for it. This isn't making it go up. You're already putting money in. This is what they're using your tax dollars to do, right? So it's not like it's going to go up.
Well, I think they've done something a little different, and I don't fully understand.
This is why we're trying to get Tanner in here, because I want to know what. Seriously, tell me if you're saying that we've already paid, the taxes we've already paid, that's just what they're using the money for. Fine, you already paid for it.
Well, I don't think it's already paid for because they estimate, and you know how it goes whenever it's government money. It's like, oh, well, we need more.
Aren't they already? They already started the project, though? Like the construction and everything? I think they have.
I think so too. I mean, I haven't.
Are you you just not comfortable saying which side you were voting, or are you still undecided?
I'm not going to say which side.
You're just uncomfortable. You just don't want to say it.
People can decide what they want. I don't want to tell people how to vote. I just want to give them information. I personally don't think that these stadiums are and arenas are going to be as profitable for the city and for the area. I mean, I feel like if you have the money, if you are a person and you want to move the Eagles and you're the owner, build your own stadium.
Mm.
Own your own stadium. Own the area.
Interesting.
Now, there would have to be some infrastructure.
Does the owner not have?
Would have to
does
take
that
care of.
Owner just not have enough resources to be able to do that on his own?
I don't know how much money he has.
A lot of NFL teams, they don't have the resources to just be able to do that all on their own. That's why they pull on the city.
Yeah, and the Broncos Stadium's probably going to have to get the government to help them with infrastructure as well, because you know you're going to need. Water,
so we've got our own miniature Broncos Stadium kind of debate going on here in Greeley, and I just haven't been on it as much. But I want to be careful here because I don't live here. I live in Fort Collins.
I still think you can have an opinion.
If they were putting this in Fort Collins, it would be cool. But if you ask me, would I rather see this in Fort Collins or Greeley? Assuming I'm paying taxes on either one. I'd rather see in Greeley.
Well, here's the funny thing. They're developing the ranch. Larimer County is developing the ranch. So he's saying, screw you. And they're saying, okay, fine. We're going to develop the old home.
And do what with it?
So, like, I feel like I don't know if it was necessary for him to leave. I don't know what the issue was. I think he wanted to build a bigger arena. So I think this one's supposed to be. I could be wrong.
Weren't there like parking issues too? And they were I don't know. I don't know. Aaron says if they're going to charge the prices, they charge for concessions. They can build their own damn stadium.
Yeah, that's something else we can go down.
Yeah,
that's another video that I saw this weekend.
This is why this is a good conversation to have. It's kind of political here, but not necessarily.
Yes, but also you have to keep in mind, and Brady, I talked to you about this yesterday.
You did?
But like the amount of that they're charging for hot dogs, like you don't know how many regulations they have to deal with.
Correct.
So like the price of a hot dog in the store, like if they charge for that price,
yeah,
they're going to lose money. However, if you don't like how much they're charging there, there are restaurants around the stadium.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, I know if I'm going to go to a Rockies game, the beer is not going to be worth what I'm paying for it. Like, a cup of, you know, little cup that they have, what is it, 8 ounces or something like that, of Bud Light is ridiculous. You're better off buying that, you know, in a liquor store. Someone's driving, obviously, and you're sitting there in the parking lot tailgating. But you do it because it's part of the experience, and if you can afford it, great. But it is a budget. Like, you have to budget not just for the tickets you're buying. You're budgeting for parking. You're budgeting for all. I know we have to break. 970 says the big expense is in the form of certificates of participation.
Right. That's what the CIPs is. I don't. The mayor.
No taxpayer money involved. No taxpayer money involved at this point. They are a type of bond. A yes vote means the city has to back out of the certificates, which will cost Greeley taxpayers $115 million to back out. Is that right?
I guess. But the problem is, like, I see that they're going to need more money, and they're going to need more money and more and
bring
more
the Eagles. What we've learned in this conversation, bring the Eagles to Greeley. Make it
not
happen.
If you don't want to.
No, bring the Eagles to Greeley. I'm not going to do my other fence or the fence. It'd be freaking awesome. You want Greeley to grow? This is how you make it grow. This is how you make stuff grow. You add stuff. You make something where people want to drive here from all over the state to come watch the Eagles play. And they're going to maybe move here because they see how cool this place is. It's another. You got the Greeley Stampede. You want to know why I moved up here? Because I knew of the Greeley Stampede. Couldn't point to Greeley on the state map. Well, I could. But I came up here because I came to the Stampede. And I was like, they got a school here? They got UNC? This would be a cool place to go. Boom.
I came here for Ames. They had a better radio
You didn't
program.
Move to Greeley because of Ames.
I did.
You moved to Greeley. Your family left California to come to Ames.
I did have family in Greeley, but also I had a teacher at Fort Collins High School said that Ames had a good radio program.
You're making my point, though. Ames, you came here for Ames, a school. I came here because the reason I drove to Greeley for the first time in my life was to go see Brooks and Dunn at the Greeley Stampede. Some people might come up and watch Gabriel Landeskog play. Not that that's happening again. They come up to watch him play a hockey game, and they're like, this freaking place is awesome. Holy cow, they got a school here? I'm going to send my kids to school here. 36 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I'm just curious, are you uncomfortable saying your opinion because you don't want to sway anybody? Are you trying to do what Jelly Roll did at the Grammys? Basically said he didn't have an opinion on ice because he was not equipped to give an opinion on ice.
What's a Jelly Roll?
He's a singer.
Oh, okay.
Is that why you're not saying which way you would go with this?
I just want to play devil's advocate.
But you're not comfortable saying one way or the other because you don't want people to be swayed.
It's not that I'm not comfortable. I just kind of want to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, and trust me, if you're taking political advice from me, do your research.
Yeah, you're a big sports guy.
Well, I'm average.
I mean, you're
average
smart.
Height, average weight.
You're smart,
I'm not
and
big.
I feel like that
was a slight, like a knock. It's like, oh, yeah, no, you're sports. Yeah, no, you're... Your sports.
You know, you stay in your lane. You're good where you are.
Well, probably, but now that you said that, it pisses me off, and now I'm going to learn about all this and bury you in a debate. We will have a debate.
You're probably a better debater than me, because I debate slowly.
Tanner's going to join me, and I don't know where he is on this. We've talked about it, but he always kind of, I don't know. I don't know where he is on this. I guess I just look at it from the not a lot of depth perception on this. Is popular organization would probably lead to other buildings. I've already talked to business owners in this community that have said, man, I want to get a miniature whatever we do inside the stadium. I want to do stuff there. So I'm very fascinated by this. I haven't talked about it a lot, but it is a really on. And I know Tanner has dug in so deep on this. And Micah is just being a jerk to me. Saying, shut up and dribble, Brady. Shut up and dribble. That's what you're telling me.
Brady, stay in your lane, all right? Stay in your lane. You're not allowed to have an opinion.
Well, I do think that, yes, if you're going to take an opinion from somebody, take it from somebody that's really digging in on this.
If you're going to take an opinion from somebody, make sure it's more than just one somebody.
We don't have a lot of time to get into it, Tanner, but we're going to get into... Casablanca, Cascadia, whatever it is. Why do they name what is the Cascadia? Why that? And we can't talk for more than like 3 minutes or Mike is going to freak out.
Can't talk more than like 3 seconds, actually.
Okay, let's take a break. Then.
Okay.
Hi. Hello. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
At the time. Do we have another break to get to?
We do.
Okay, so This text, I'm just going to read it, Tanner, and you tell me if this is accurate or not. From the 970, the big expense is in the form of certificates of participation. No taxpayer money involved to this point. They are a type of bond. A yes vote means the city has to back out of the certificates, which will cost Greeley taxpayers $115 million.
So I don't know who that texter is, but that's an intelligent texter, and I can tell they've listened to the morning show. Very intelligent listener. That is exactly right. And I was opposed to this project when it first came out. The former city manager, Raymond Lee, rushed to get this deal done and used 38 city buildings as collateral in the form of certificates of
38 city buildings
of certificates of participation,
but it's already done. Then right?
it's done. Those COPs are used, and the one thing that the opposition, we're trying to schedule a debate, we're trying to get it done. The one thing that the opposition just will not answer is simply, how do you expect the city of Greeley to pay back that $115 million? Because if you've got to get your buildings back at some point, and we all know that the government is not a money generator, so that means that the residents of Greeley would probably be on the hook for the $115 million.
Whether you're for it or against it. Yeah.
My opinion changed. I did not like the COPs. I didn't like the financing deal. But at this point, you've got to roll the dice. You've got to roll the dice. And people want to point at these different areas and say, well, this arena, that. Martin Lind hasn't had a whole lot that hasn't failed. And you got to give that to him.
That has not failed. Has not failed. Okay. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. Tanner will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get into this a little bit in more detail.
I'm in.
Coming up. We'll be right back.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I am going to get into the Nuggets-Pistons game tonight, I promise. We'll get into that. Also, Vance Joseph, what was some of the reasoning behind him not becoming the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals? We'll talk about that, but I do want to dig into this a little bit more. Because it's a fascinating topic, and Tanner Schwind has been all over this from Good Morning NoCo. So we'll bring him in the 1 o'clock hour and try to dive in a little bit more in depth. Because you deserve it. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.